Those preparations did not go unnoticed in Athens. The Athenians sent reinforcements to Phormio. Unfortunately, these were put in the hands of a general named Nicias, a senior and well-trusted and well-liked man in the Athenian assembly. In many ways, he posed as the successor of Pericles, but as usual, Nicias started his career in the Peloponnesian War with the hallmarks of his generalship, which was a delay and always arrive late. He missed the critical engagement. Phormio was forced to engage this fleet of 77 ships with his squadron of 20. And the naval battle is carefully described. It's fought in the same general vicinity. The Peloponnesian fleet was shadowed by the Athenian fleet. The Athenian fleet was along the northern shore. The Peloponnesian fleet was along the southern shore of the Gulf of Corinth. Each side had military forces on the shores, because in all of these naval battles, the objective was to drive ships up onto the shore and hope that your hoplites could capture them. Eventually, Canemus ordered a daring move where his ships abruptly sailed northwest to zero in on the Athenian fleet. Well, the left wing of the Athenians managed to break away, and that wing made a beeline to Naupactus. That comprised 11 ships. The other 9 were driven up on the shore, and most of them were rescued by the Messenian hoplites, and the Peloponnesians tried to drag those ships away. Canemus ordered a pursuit of the Athenians, who fled to the harbor of Naupactus. And here, Thucydides records one of the most daring maneuvers in the entire Peloponnesian War. 10 of the ships got into the harbor, but the 11th lagged behind. And that Athenian ship the commander didn't think he could make it into the harbor. So in front of the harbor was a cargo ship that was anchored. And he pivoted around that cargo ship and used it as concealment and came up immediately on a Siconian vessel in pursuit, that is a Peloponnesian ship, hit it broadside and sunk it immediately. The Peloponnesians, who had lost all cohesion, were stunned by the daring maneuver. Many of them pointed at the ship and just went agog. A lot of them dropped their oars. Phormio sensed the loss of cohesion, counterattacked, and drove the Peloponnesian squadron back in confusion. And once the panic set in the lead ships, the whole squadron was driven back to Corinth in complete disarray. It was a major victory. It didn't change the strategic situation dramatically, but it certainly proved superior Athenian seamanship. And it also proved that the Peloponnesians had a lot of lessons to learn if they were going to engage the Athenians in open water tactics. Nicias, of course, showed up weeks later and congratulated Phormio, as Nicias is wont to do. The situation in 429 BC meant that the Athenians had gained an initiative. They had beaten back a Peloponnesian attack on Amphilochi and Argos. They had won some stunning naval victories in the Gulf of Corinth. And Phormio was later recalled. Fighting in the next year was somewhat desultory as the Athenians sought to reduce Corinthian colonies by siege with their local allies. The fighting climaxed in 427-426, and in 426 BC, a new Athenian general was sent west. His name was Demosthenes. Demosthenes is perhaps one of the most remarkable of generals to come out of the Peloponnesian War, and I think he defined more than any other Athenian general the type of combined arms operations of naval and land forces and the use of light armed forces and stealth and ambush that came to characterize Greek warfare in the 4th century BC and later. He inherited a situation that was strategically favorable, and that is, the Athenians were in the process of knocking out the Corinthian colonies. They had lots of allies in northwest Greece. They still, however, did not have a commanding position in the western waters. In 427, there was a civil war in Corcyra that nearly betrayed Corcyra to the Peloponnesians. And we'll discuss the implications of that civil war in a later lecture. But the Athenians had managed to back the Corcyrene allies, and the Spartans missed a golden opportunity. In 426, the Athenians also controlled Naupactus. They had their Messenian allies. But the Peloponnesians were determined to root out the Athenian allies in this area. And in 426 BC, they mounted another major operation to take Amphilochi and Argos.